Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
I guess my thing with the bullpen is this. Like, do I wish there was a guy I feel like I could turn to right now and be like, this inning's done.
Like, this guy's Alvarado gonna, earlier, Kimbrough for most of the season.
And I think Alvarado's on his way back to that.
I do, too. And Sir Anthony can get there.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's like, the bullpen right now is probably the biggest question mark. And I said this on the air twice yesterday. And it's the only way I can compare it to the mostly everyday person. Is that a baseball team's like a golf. You know, like when your driver's great, your putter's terrible. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is my golf game.
Yeah. I think that sounds, I mean, like for non-professional golfers or whatever. Yeah.
Like when your driver's great, you're
all
short.
All my golf game is bad. But I think for people who play golf, I think they can relate to
like your short game's terrible.
So for those who don't know, he never taught you, you do not do a good enough job bragging about what a great golfer you are.
Well, because I'm now just a good golfer.
Okay. But for you, you're like, what are you, like a plus like 8 now or something like that? Or 10?
I'm probably 10 to 12.
Okay. So that's a great golfer. Like for the average human being, that's a badass golfer.
Yeah.
So just credit where due.
But
what he used to be like close to a scratch back in the day, right? Or something like that, or like 5 or 6 or something like that?
I was like a 6.
That's freaking awesome, man.
Used to be good.
Yeah, well, okay.
And now I play once a year.
Okay. Well, still, I'm trying to give you a little credit here, a little hype you up a bit.
Thank
Jack's
you.
A great golfer.
I shot a 90 in my first round of the year.
Like that? Are you kidding me?
Rolled out of bed.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I will never shoot a 90 in my life.
Yeah, well, listening to Cameron, it's just so sad.
I know.
It's like I'm never going to
hit it. Like dying to crack 100.
I would love to see if he can shoot under 100.
Yeah.
I might just go play with him and see if he can.
You should. You could help
him.
His
swing is just, it's
awkward.
It's not a bad swing. He has such little power.
Well, it's
almost like a sickly kind of
power. So that's the funny thing with
power.
Joe, is that Joe is like, he surprises you with his hand-eye coordination. Like, he can swing a bat, he can hit a baseball. Like, he's not as awkward as you would think, mm-hmm. but yet it looks awkward happening. You know what I mean? Like, when he hits it, it's like, he does it, and he hits the ball, but it's like, you don't look like you should be able to do that.
Well, and there's just no power behind it.
Yeah.
Like, there's just no...
Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's just like, good mechanics.
Yeah.
No oomph.
Yeah, he's like Yoan Rojas.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. he almost hit a ball. He almost had a home run the night.
I know.
But yeah, so like the Phillies right now are kind of like a golf game where it's like, oh, you're bad off the tee, but everything else, and you just keep thinking, oh, if I can get all three to come together, I'd have a great round. Like, well, that doesn't happen. You know, that's not how most golf works for most people. And that's kind of like this team right now. You know, for the first half of the year, it was like bullpen is top 5 in baseball,
yep.
And then June the starters were insane. And then
August, the bats go crazy.
And the bats go crazy, but the bullpen, you know. So the good part about the bullpen and the good part about the starting staff right now is that, like, Wheeler looks back to being the ace and Nola's close. You know what I mean? So what worried me is that if you were going to
get... Yeah, those top two. You talked about it a ton.
Yeah, so that was my biggest concern. So, and then after that, like, we'll see what Ranger looks like this weekend.
And I still... Ranger, again, like, I... Even if he doesn't look great heading into the playoffs, like, I will trust that dude in big spots until he, like, screws up. Like, yeah. I just do. I just... After what we saw last year and after his career here and that we always said we thought he would be that way, I just trust him.
Yeah. But the part about the bullpen heading into the postseason is that those guys all have... like wipeout stuff. So like if they can just find it for a little bit,
yeah,
run could be something. Because like Sir Anthony is a concern. But like we know Sir Anthony can just
like that.
And turn
honestly,
into-
almost more than any other reliever I remember in recent years with the Phillies, where it's like he can go from like looking lost to being the best pitcher on the team in a second.
Right. So I know it's a Howie Roseman saying, but I've kind of stolen it from him. And I know it's tough to say hope is not a strategy.
Yeah.
So but you're hoping that these guys can just, because there's no, outside of like finding
can't
a way to
do anything. Yeah.
Well, they could.
Reynaldo,
come on down. I don't think.
What a dumpster fire. What embarrassment. Honestly, we should all be furious about this as Phillies fans. Like, basically, like, they are offering Lucas Giolito to teams that are competing with us, teams that are lower us on the waiver wire. They have the first chance at Giolito, Lopez, at Grichuk, at all these guys. Like, they're basically giving them away. Like, we don't curse on them. I was about to say it's effed up. Like, that is messed up. Like, you are impacting a playoff race because you're just trying to get on a luxury tax or whatever. Like, it's messed up.
It is. And I think how it works this year is, like, they have to, like, a team can claim all of them.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a snake waiver or whatever, where it's like, okay, you claim
Phillies won't get any of them. Like, they're not going to get any of them.
Now, the one good part would be if all these owners are still cheap and don't want to pay guys right now.
Well, that's what you hope. I mean, but that's the problem is that most of the teams that are out of it aren't going to.
And
thus it comes up to, like, the Giants or the Reds or these teams that, like, you know, are in it and have a chance. They're like, sure, let's go for that.
Yes.
You know? So it is frustrating.
It is annoying. And I just, again, if it comes out the Phillies are able to claim Reynaldo, I'd be very,
amazing.
Very happy.
Be amazing.
Or Matt Moore, bring him home.
Sure. Honestly, yeah.
Matt Moore's been insane.
He's been a great reliever the last few years.
And he threw a no-hitter as a Philly. He did. Against the Reds, just like Pavetta.
Lately, I've been wanting my makeup routine to feel lighter and more intentional. I still want my skin to look even and glowy, but I don't want to feel like I'm wearing heavy foundation every day. Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF has become my everyday go-to because it feels like skincare first. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection, evens everything out, and leaves the prettiest healthy skin finish. Then I use their lip and cheek tint for a quick flush of color. It's nourishing, multi-purpose, and makes getting ready feel really effortless. I love that both formulas are made without synthetic fragrance, PFAs, or chemical sunscreen filters. Just really thoughtful ingredients that support healthy skin. If you've been wanting a more simplified, skin-first makeup routine for summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's new tinted SPF collection.
Yeah, like the bullpen, but again, and bullpen numbers do get inflated by just bad outings because it just...
Of course.
So, for example, Kimbrel's ERA is 6-something in August, but like if you take out yesterday, it's 3.6.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And
yep.
if freaking Stubbsy just blocks the baseball, who knows how that inning goes.
I know.
And it's excuse me, can I get it? But like 3.6 is not terrible. You can live with that. And he was still throwing 97, you know, so it's not like he was down to 94. Four.
And Joe made a good point on the air today that I hadn't thought about, but I should have. It was obvious, but that Bilotti mm-hmm. almost imploding. He had to get up and work. He had to get up and get ready and get loose. And like that, you mm-hmm. know, he was old, man. Like it's like that.
You have
to kind of have kid gloves with him with some of this.
I wish Thompson didn't do that.
Me too. Especially because like why?
It was
why,
still 12-7.
It was 12-7. And like, why Kimbrel in that spot? Like just because your closer doesn't mean he has to come in every single, like three runs is still three runs. If they got two more, like, wait till you really had to. Like, it just feels like I'm right there with you. I thought that was, it was 12-7.
Yeah, it was 12-7. Even if it's a home run, it's 12-10.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, no, I'm with you. I thought that was a mistake.
Like, just relax. Like, yeah. I know we want to win. You know, I get it.
And it's good. Like, win games. I get it. But I thought in that spot, I 100% agree with you.
So, but, you know, and Soto is just, you have no idea. Like, he's either.
He could be nasty or can't find the plate. Like, it's just like.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
No idea.
Yeah.
And if I was running the Phillies bullpen, I'd look to try to switch him and Strom's roles. It feels like Strom is earlier, but Strom, I mean, I think he looks great.
Strom looks great. Just don't bring him out for a second inning.
Just calm
Every
down.
Time.
Deep breaths.
Like, that was a huge out against Ohtani in that game. And then, of course, he comes out and it's like, oh, yeah, there you go. Like, that was a big out, though, you know?
Yeah. So, switch those two, whatever. But they do have the upside, and they do have the stuff, and that's why you go get stuff, guys, to turn around and get hot. And that's what we like. Alvarado, I think, looked closer to being early season Alvarado.
I think he's looking better. Now, he's looking better.
Grichuk took him deep, but it was a solo shot, whatever. So,
Grichuk kills lefties and all that.
Yeah. Randall. The bullpen right now is definitely a question mark. But I do think that as we get in big games and it's colder out and you know, guys throwing 99, hopefully they just get it. And they also have enough guys back there. Like if Sir Anthony and Alvarado last year faltered at all,
they had nothing.
It was like, we're screwed.
Nothing.
Now, at least at this team,
Ranger came out to close game five of the NLCS. Like that tells you something.
And Robertson was also bad, even though he closed out game one of the World Series.
Bad. Close game without Castellanos catch, they lose. It was not clean.
No, it was not. So at least if one of those guys faltered, they do have like four other guys that have stuff that can go do something. So right now it's a concern. We just got to get through the year. Just get to the postseason and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. All right, last thing before we get to the take bag. Thompson was on with us on the morning show yesterday. Joe asked him, because they had asked him about 2 weeks earlier or 3 weeks earlier, is it basically an open competition for the playoff rotation? You know, obviously Wheeler's your one after that. And he's like, kind of, yeah. You know, an answer like, we'll see who pitches well, wherever. They asked him again yesterday. He said, Noel's my two. Boom, flat out, your thoughts.
And I think that, and I had that in the take back too, I think that motivated Nola.
I think it was smart.
And I think he did it on purpose. I think he is like, go earn it.
Yeah.
You know? And we knew they were going to put Nola in the rotation. Like,
there was the whole time, we're like, he could be the worst pitcher on the staff for the rest of the season. He's going to be in the rotation.
Correct. But I think it was like, all right, well, I guess I got to go earn this thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, how he's pitched since has been really, really good.
Is it possible that Nola does respond to pressure? It's just been weird coincidences. And
yeah.
He did. The way Thompson said it, he was like, I trust Aaron Nola in a big spot. There's no one else I'd rather have there. Like, and it's coach speaking all that, but still, he was emphatic about it.
He was. So I think that did motivate him. And I think it got, obviously, how he's pitched the last two outings, a better version of Aaron Nola. So that's you talk about manager's impact on stuff, and they are more philosophical and culture setters and stuff like that than they are technicians.
Big time.
So
we talk about that all the time.
Yeah. So that's a example of good manager.
Yeah. And well, like we talked about last time, but the answer he gave me when he was on me on the morning show last week about the analytics. Now he's like, I asked him, how do you manage the analytics versus the gut? And he gave a perfect example about it. The numbers say pinch hit for Johan Rojas in the fifth inning, but that doesn't take into account Johan Rojas, the person, and how he's going to take that and this and that. Like, it's like, I think Thompson's pretty damn good at that, like in terms of understanding his guys and what they need from him and what he needs to do for them.